Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Sometimes you read stories in the news, and I'm sure you do the same, and you're just like, your blood boils. And Father Frank Pavone is on with us, National Director for Priests for Life. And, you know, Father Frank, these are one of those days, you know, I read something in the paper and I'm like, oh, you know, I just want to pull up my hair.
Uh-huh.
And there's a couple pieces I want to talk with you about. One is an op-ed, so, you know, it's not positioned as a, you know, journalistic story. It is positioned as an opinion piece from Planned Parenthood about a Planned Parenthood location opening up in Livonia. And the other one is a, you know, more of a news story about abortion activist women having a civil right to force us to pay for abortions like we don't pay for enough, with Planned Parenthood getting $500 million of taxpayer dollars. So, Father Frank, you know, this is an ongoing, never-ending situation in our country and around the world about abortion.
Well, you know, and this is the interesting thing. It's about abortion, but the other side doesn't want to say so. I read that op-ed and tweeted about it after I read it. And I said, you know, here's the interesting thing. There's these people protesting this, you know, new facility or upgraded facility. And the whole reason behind the protests is that there's child killing going on, and it's called abortion. And this CEO of Planned Parenthood of Michigan writes this whole op-ed against the protesters, right? And nowhere in that article is the word abortion. You know, this is the amazing thing about this debate. And I always say, the people on the other side, this is the abortion is the only product that its supporters try to sell by hiding it instead of by revealing it and talking about it, because they know if you reveal it, people reject it. And it's as simple as that. So, you know, it's just amazing that someone like this could write an article like that. They know it's all about abortion, but they don't even want to say the word. Isn't that always strikes me as just mind boggling.
Because they don't have the truth to support them.
That's
the
right.
The truth is what would take them down. And they hide behind all this other nonsense that's not true that they claim to do, you know, cancer screenings and other basic health care issues. And, you know, we're all about women's health. And, you know, these are all just false information put out there to hide behind the fact that what they're doing all day long is killing babies. That's what they're doing all day long, and that's what they're going to be doing in Livonia.
Right, and they have to hide behind things that everybody agrees, including us, are good. You know, who's against women's health care? We're not against women's health care. Even reproductive rights, technically, we are in favor of reproductive rights. We wouldn't, for example, approve of a state coming in and saying, like in China, you can only have so many children. I mean, that's an interference with reproductive rights. There is such a thing. But that's the only language that they use. They'll never use the language that you find in the abortion textbooks about how an abortion is done, words like dismemberment and decapitation and all kinds of other horrifying terminology. So these people are just, I mean, if you just look at the way that they argue, even before getting to the substance of the arguments, you can tell who's on the right side of this. I mean, we're the honest ones. We're the transparent ones. Mm-hmm. We're the ones who are not afraid to talk about what it is that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a line in her op-ed. She goes, they appoint themselves, they being the protesters, they appoint themselves judge and jury, oppose access to contraception, cancer screening, and other basic health care issues, even when Planned Parenthood of Michigan provides a setting such as the Livonia Clinic that is not among our locations that provide abortion services. She did say that in there. But they appoint themselves judge and jury.
Yeah.
I mean, people have to understand, this is like, she is trying to position them like, who are these people to decide you can't have contraception and you can't have cancer screening? I'd like to know how often they're doing cancer screening.
Yes, that's right.
I've never even heard them doing cancer screening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and not only that, but what does this mean, that any kind of a protest is all of a sudden you're appointing yourself judge and jury. I mean, America is about protest. I mean, any kind of protest or demonstration, you have a group of people opposing something else that another group of people is doing. Well, isn't that the stuff of which public debate is made? Why is this all of a sudden a negative? They are really, really off the rails, these people.
Yeah, and there's no, what happened to freedom of speech?
Freedom of expression, freedom of assembly, you know. I mean, these people are not throwing rocks. You know, they're not, setting fires or lighting off bombs. They're engaged in First Amendment protest activity. I mean, you know, like you say.
It's so funny. It's funny because they end up, I was telling Dr. Monica Miller this, they end up fighting themselves in the foot. Biting themselves back, because it was like when she gave roses and got arrested to a clinic here in West Bloomfield,
right.
Michigan,
mm-hmm.
And the in court on the stand, she said, "Well, you know what? They costed us 15 abortions that day."
Ah.
And it's like, thank you for that marketing piece,
right? Yes,
it's like, thank you.
Because
they didn't even realize what she handed Miller that day.
They didn't realize what they gave our side with that, because that's our goal, is to save these lives. But I think you know, this goes back to a basic point that if all our listeners would take this and keep it uppermost in mind, that when it comes to the whole abortion debate, you know, force the person you're talking to, just as step one, to make sure they're talking about the same thing. We're not talking about women's health or constitutional rights. We're talking about child killing. Is that or is that not to be permitted in America? And, you know, winning the debate is all about focusing the debate and starting off on the right foot and starting off at talking about the right thing.
That's so true, Father Frank, is you start with the truth. You start with the truth and the basic truth here, and that's what this is about, is killing babies.
Mm.
And when you start that conversation, they don't even know where to go with
it. No, they don't. No.
They don't. And the other story in the news, abortion activists, women have a civil right to force you to pay for their abortion.
Wow.
Which is amazing. Like, we don't pay enough. You know, $500 million goes to Planned Parenthood. Do people understand that? $500 million.
It's amazing.
Your taxpayer goes to Planned Parenthood already. We're already paying for this.
That's
and
right.
Now they want us to pay more.
You know, there's a couple of things going on here. And first of all, people should understand, yes, that number is mind-boggling. $500 million with a B. And there are also other streams of funding. The funding of Planned Parenthood, the funding of the abortion industry, it happens by many different streams of funding. And praise God, under President Trump and the Republican Congress, we've been able to turn off a lot of those other spigots, including like $8.8 billion to the international abortion industry that President Trump has cut off, and Title X money and money in the states and whatnot. A lot of these spigots are being turned off. But that big one, the Medicaid funding, and Congress would have to act in order to deal with that, is still flowing, unfortunately. But the reason that the other side, and we'll see the Democrats talking about this once they take control of the House of Representatives next month, we'll see them talking about this, the reason why they want to keep putting more and more money into the abortion industry from the pockets of the taxpayers is a very simple reason, and it's an encouraging reason, and that is that the abortion industry is collapsing. It has less and less support. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, just came out with another report showing the numbers of abortions continuing to reach historic lows, and abortions just becoming more and more unpopular. Two-thirds of the abortion facilities have closed over the last 25, 30 years. And so they're in a panic, and this is why you see efforts by the other side to actually get us to prop up a dying industry. They want us to prop it up out of the taxpayer money that comes from our own pockets. They want to prop it up by having pregnancy centers advertise for abortion. They want to prop it up by having groups like Priests for Life or the Little Sisters of the Poor offer abortion in the health insurance plans. They want to prop it up by forcing medical students to learn abortions and so forth. All of these efforts are inspired by the same thing. They are desperate, and and they realize that their industry is going down the tubes. And so we, in a strange way, you know, we ought to take encouragement from this and realize why they're doing what they're doing. So they will, you know, they will, and then to try to cloak it in terms of civil rights is so ridiculous. You know, oh, it's a civil right to force you to pay for the killing of a baby. I mean, it's a double contradiction.
I don't even know how they even come up with that.
Right.
How is that a civil right?
Right.
My mind boggles. It's like, really? How is that a civil right?
It's
not your right. Where is that in the Constitution that it's your right to kill a child and make me pay for it?
You know, people should understand something, too. You know, the Supreme Court has ruled many times about abortion. I mean, Roe v. Wade, of course, is the foundational ruling back in 73. But since then, there have been many, many Supreme Court cases dealing with different aspects of abortion. And one of the most common themes that has come up in these court decisions is the funding of abortion, the very quote-unquote civil right that these wild pro-abort Democrats are talking about. And the courts have consistently, right to the very top, the Supreme Court has consistently said the following, and again, our listeners need to keep this in mind very clearly. The so-called right to have an abortion, the so-called duty of the state to permit an abortion, does not in any way make the state responsible for paying for it. And the state is perfectly free, both on the state level and on the federal level, perfectly free to say, listen, according to law, we're making abortion permissible, but that we have no obligation to pay for it or to ask other people to pay for it whatsoever. And in fact, there are federal laws in place that prohibit taxpayer funding of abortion. So, you know, the courts have been very clear. If the other side is going to invoke the courts, as they always do, oh, well, you know, the court said abortion is legal. Yeah, but the court also said we don't have to pay for it. And they said it repeatedly, repeatedly.
With that said, Father Frank Pavone, then how did it end up that Planned Parenthood gets $500 million of our taxpayer dollars? How does that happen?
Yeah, because you know they're very clever in terms of the way that they ask for federal money. You know, they cloak it under all kinds of other, as you saw in that op-ed that we discussed earlier. They're trying to present themselves as doing all these good things, and so they bring the money in under these pretenses of doing all these other things, and meanwhile the money is helping them to do abortions, and they know how to use the system of the laws and the lawmaking process. And there's a lot of gaps, like what President Trump recently did with Title 10. You know, it was already a provision of the law that Title 10 funds would not be used for abortion. But what happened is, over the years, the lines got blurred, and they said, well, we won't use it directly for the abortion procedure, but we're going to fund this facility that happens to have an abortion clinic connected to it. And, you know, money is fungible. You know, if you give me, money so that I can maintain this TV studio or radio studio, well, then the money I would have used for that, then I can use for one of my other projects. And, you know, money is fungible. So the point is that the lines start to get blurred. And President Trump said what President Reagan had said back in his day, that, well, wait a second, well, no money for abortion means no money for abortion. We have to have a strong line of separation, both financially and physically, so that if a place is even connected in some way with an abortion clinic, they're not going to get federal funds unless they disconnect from the abortion insurance. So a lot of this is based on that. And then, you know, the other reason it happens is if people don't pay attention to what they need to be lobbying their representatives about, if they don't ask candidates the right kind of questions about things like this, well, then these things are going to slip through, they're going to happen, and most people aren't going to even realize that they're happening.
Yeah, that's why you need to pay attention, listen to Catholic radio, Catholic television, go to National Director of Priests for Life and find out more and stay abreast of what's happening and find out what you can do. Father Frank, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. God bless.
Thanks, and God bless you too. Stay with us, everyone. We're going to continue right here on Catholic Connection. Coming up next, we'll be talking about the book, I Am Jazz, being presented at the Washtenaw County Schools. We'll be right back.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.